Hello and welcome to another edition of Sound Magazine, public affairs programming. Things that are important to people in Western New York. Different events, different organizations, you'll hear about them here. And if you have one and you'd like to contact us, by all means, please do so. We would love to have you on Sound Magazine with your public service organization or charitable group. We'll give you information at the end of the show on who to contact and how to get your public service organization on Sound Magazine.
Welcome to this segment of Sound Magazine. I'm your host, Tammy Lee Demler. Joining me today, Joseph, a.k.a. Joe Nicastro, who is the vice president over at the Against the Storm Foundation. He's also a personal injury attorney over at Ramos & Ramos. I like to say that because he has a day job and this extra fun stuff he does after hours. Dick Shaner, my friend who does a lot of things, wears many hats. Today his hat is secretary and senior vice president of the Martin Group, Martin Davis and Public Relations, and secretary of the foundation, I should say. Yes, Dick?
That's correct,
okay.
Tammy Lee.
Thanks so much for coming in. It's a busy time of year and exciting to have a new year in front of us. What is the organization that you're representing today all about? What is the Against the Storm Foundation? I'll let either of you start.
Well, I'll start. We are a foundation that originated as a song. So we're a song that became the foundation. A couple of years ago, we had a music project, Against the Storm, a CD that we produced along with some local musicians, Joey, Tom Lillis, and others, and Ron Hawkins from Lowest of the Low fame out of Toronto. And we did that to raise funds for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Western and Central New York. And we actually ran into some roadblocks in the process of trying to sell the CD and then raise funds and get them to the Leukemia Society. So we ended up being advised that we should start our own foundation. And sure enough, that's what we've done earlier this year. Six of us, six local business leaders, Joey, Tom Lillis, myself, Randy and Justin Andreazzi, and Jack Friedenberg started the Against the Storm Foundation.
Okay. Do you want to add anything to that, Joey, since you're on the list of these philanthropic people who are part of this wonderful thing?
Well, it's kind of funny because it seems like the foundation is growing rapidly, and it's almost growing faster than we can manage. So we're kind of trying to play catch up here, which is a really, really good problem to have. So long story short, like Dick said, the song did turn into the foundation. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into, but we're having a lot of fun. And we've got some really, really big goals we're setting for 2020. And we're hoping to break some records, and it's going to be all to benefit our community.
Pretty cool. So tell me, is there a personal story behind the support for that particular cancer? I know that there's usually always a story that brings people together. Do you have anything to share? Any personal lived experiences?
You know what? It's kind of funny. I know the Andreazzis, Randy and Justin, they've been involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a number of years. So it's a cause that's very near and dear to them. I know that Dick has been doing public relations work pro bono for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a number of years as well. I've been involved with the cause for about 5-6 years now. Tommy Lillis, he's our president, and he has a very, very close connection to the cause. His nephew was diagnosed with leukemia at a very, very young age, and this was over 20 years ago. And at the time, the survival rate wasn't great. But today, his nephew is doing very well. He's a police officer in Richmond, Virginia, and it just goes to show how much progress the mission has made and just how beneficial money for research is.
And so as a foundation, do you ever have a sense of where the funds that you raise and you give to this organization, such as the Lymphoma Society, do you track with the progress? I mean, are you kept abreast of all of the things that they're doing then? I mean, that's just so exciting.
Well, we are I should back up and say we are a New York State registered, not-for-profit, 501c3. And our mission statement, our mission is to help fight blood cancers and support other causes that will improve the health and quality of people in need in our community. So we work very closely with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, mm-hmm. with Michael Cressona, the new executive director there, and help determine where our funds will be used. Last year, we were more supportive of the annual Light the Night Walk.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't sure this year. We're still kind of talking about that. But right now, we primarily do focus on the LLS. But in time, as we continue to grow, we'll be looking to partner with other not-for-profits and raise money to benefit them. And especially, I think, as we start getting ready for our upcoming or for our 2020 golf tournament,
mm-hmm.
maybe looking for some other organizations that would want to get involved, partner with us, help raise awareness and then in funds. And then the proceeds would be perhaps divvied up among them along with the LLS.
I was going to ask you how you raise your funds. And I know that you have a number of events throughout the course of the year. I know we're going to be talking about some that are coming up very soon. Tell us a little bit more about how you raise funds so if people can't catch up on what's going on coming up, that they can help you throughout the year.
Well, you know what, Tammy Lee, that's kind of an interesting question to kind of piggyback off what Dick said. We are growing very fast, and money is coming in from a lot of directions. And we've got a number of companies I actually want to give some credit to because they've been with us since the beginning. And the idea is we're trying to do things a little different, a little more innovative. We want to do unique things that other foundations aren't doing because, you know, here in Western New York, we're just, it's such an incredible community and everyone just gives a lot. For more of a small market, if you compare Buffalo to like your New York cities, you know, Boston, Los Angeles, a lot of these bigger markets, you know, it's a little tougher for us because there's just a smaller base mm-hmm. of people. So the idea is we really want to kind of diversify our giving in 2020. And the only way to do that is to bring in a lot more income, which we're doing a great job. So that being said, you know, that's the game plan in 2020 is to really kind of focus on our three big events, maybe add an additional one. And one of our marquee events is our annual golf tournament. And the Andreazzi team, they kind of spearhead that. But the golf tournament was a blast. We did it at Transit Valley last year, raised a ton of money, well over $10,000. Second, we are doing an annual cornhole tournament. That's quite the popular outdoor activity these days. And
when the snow is melted.
Exactly. Well, it's what's interesting is a lot of clubs and restaurants and you know, places that are social are actually starting to do a lot of the indoor cornhole stuff.
Oh, okay.
But we're really trying to hype that up. And then finally, you know, one of the reasons we're here to talk mm-hmm. is we're going to be having our fifth annual Rock for the Cure concert. And this is the fifth time we've done it. We've raised over $40,000 the last couple of years doing this event. And the idea is every year we want to get bigger and bigger. So this year we were able to get Ron Hawkins, who is the lead singer of the legendary Canadian band The Lowest of the Low, to headline the show. And I know Dick has a very close connection to Ron because Dick goes back to the early days of The Lowest of the Low. So I'm going to have
he's not aging you, Dick. He's just saying that you're cultured.
The shoe, you're the rock shoe fits.
Yeah,
all
I mean, it was the early 90s. Things were crazy. Yeah. I was like 10, but things
that
were
was
crazy.
When Dick had long hair that down to his waist, I'm sure, right? No,
it was
kidding.
Long at one time, but not, that was that goes back even further. Yeah.
I've seen some old school photos.
You got to bring those in next time, Joey. Though I'm sorry, Dick. You got to keep going. We're getting silly.
I know we're going to spend a little bit more time after the break mm-hmm. or in the second segment talking about this concert. But it is something that has grown every year, and we're really excited to have Ron coming down from Toronto this year. We have a couple of really good opening bands as well. And Joey is in a band here locally called the Kensingtons. And they were the Sportsman's Americana Foundation Band of the Year in 2018.
Oh, congratulations.
They play a lot of shows at Sportsman's and throughout the area. And many times those are benefits to raise funds for a variety of different organizations, individuals in need. So they just have such a history. Tom, Lillis, Joey, Jack, and the guys in the band of giving back to the community. So mm-hmm. this is just a great, you know, combination of things coming together. just all in the spirit of helping our community and in particular blood cancers. So
it's kind of cool too. While we're on the topic of rock and roll, if it's okay with you, Tammy,
sure.
If we could talk a little more rock and roll,
yeah.
The what's kind of cool too about this our concert on the 25th at the Trough is. We've got Ron headlining. My band, the Kensingtons, is going to be direct support for Ron. But we also do have on the bill a pretty big up-and-coming name. I mean, she's a household name in Buffalo, but she's starting to get a lot of national attention with some of the musicians she's playing with, and that's Grace Stumberg and her band, the Grace Stumberg Band, which consists of Grace Stumberg on lead vocals. And Grace has done a number of very high-end marquee tours in the last couple of years. Most notably, she was singing with Joan Baez and traveling with her and touring the world with Joan for quite a number of years. I think Joan just retired, but now she's been heading out on tour with Graham Nash. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So we were really, really
and
pumped.
Young.
And Young. That's right. Don't
it's
forget
amazing.
About Young. But so we're really pumped that we have Grace on the bill, as one of the headliners as well. And touring with her for this show will be Grace Logan as well, who is just a very, very young prodigy on the guitar. If you want to see someone play without a pick like Derek Trucks, she is quite the thumb picking guitar player.
Okay.
And she really can melt face.
Awesome.
So,
I love it.
If you want your face melted,
gotta go.
Come to the benefit.
Yeah, she's really awesome. It's a great lineup that we have for it's January 25th. At the Trough, and the Trough has been so good to us over the years. We really appreciate all the support that they've given us. They've hosted this event.
They're donating the room again for the fifth year in a row.
Oh,
so
that's
we are
awesome.
So very grateful.
Well, shout out to them. It's a classic destination. I mean, it is the place to see the most amazing bands and the most amazing things out there.
Could I give one other quick
Absolutely.
Shout out? Our logo was designed by a good friend of mine, one of the top graphic designers in the Buffalo area, Bill Zaleski.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all of that work for us pro bono. He designed our golf shirts for the tournament last summer, and now he's working on a commemorative poster mm-hmm. for the event and also a T-shirt. So when you come to the show on the 25th, you'll be able to make a donation and take your choice of either the T-shirt or the poster. We just on Tuesday met to take a look at some of his designs, and he gave us three designs that were so awesome. We're having a hard time trying to figure out which one. We're now thinking maybe one for the T-shirt and one for the poster, so they won't necessarily be the same.
I love it.
Bill's
done
a great job for us.
We are actually going to take a break, and that's a good place for us to stop on. But so people can check out the logo, I'm sure they would be able to see it online, get tickets for the event, check out general stuff on your organization at your website, right?
You can check out our website, againstthestormfoundation.org, or for more ticket information, you go right to the Trough's website, and everything is right there along with ticket prices, the time of the show, and all the information you would need.
Okay, you're on Facebook, Instagram, all those things as well?
We are.
Okay, so people can check it out while we're on break. And when we come back, we're going to be actually listening to a sample, if not an entire song, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about that before we hear it. But please don't go away. Come back after break, after you get your tickets online, and we'll have plenty more here on Sound Magazine.
You're listening to Sound Magazine, public affairs programming for Buffalo and Western New York, proudly presented by this radio station. Stay tuned for more in just a minute. Stand by.